Nach Yomi, today we are starting Mishlei for real. We're in Perek Aleph, the first chapter of the 31 chapters of Sefer Mishlei. Let's take a look at this Perek, and obviously as we go through in 10 minutes, we really will not be able to cover every detail of the Perek, and since Mishlei is so rich with details, every pasuk could be a discovery in and of itself. Obviously we're not going to get to all the depths. I would highly encourage everybody to take the time to do that themselves, but what we're going to try to do is get a general sense of overview of the Perek and some of the lessons that are embedded in it, the general overarching themes of the Perek. Let's jump straight in. The topic of our Perek is educating the youth or the uneducated. And this Perek is in overview 33 psukim long. Here's the general breakdown of the Perek. We're going to use the Da'at Mikra version for the breakdowns, which are very helpful. This chapter is edited, it is actually co-edited, the book of Tehillim, by two editors in the Da'at Mikra. This section of the book is by Rav Mordechai Zer Kavod, that is from Prakim Aleph to Tez Zayin, and Rav Yehuda Kiel will be Prakim Yud Zayin to Lamed Aleph. So here's how it goes. The first pasuk is the caption of the entire section, which is Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. This is the Mishalim. These are the parables, the wisdom of Shlomo, the son of David, the king of Israel. The next six psukim, Beis to Zion, serve as a introduction to the section, and it explains the importance of wisdom. Lo das chachma u'musar, lo vinim revino, to understand wisdom, to understand musar, to get a deeper understanding of the ways of bina, to take musar. It goes on to a whole bit of a description of the importance of learning musar. The main section of this perek is per psukim ches to lamed gimel, in which the breakdown is as follows. The psukim ches to tes, the first two, are a call to the Talmud, to the student. Shma b'ni musar avicho v'al titosh Torah simecho. Listen, my son, to the musar of your father. Don't despise, don't disregard the teachings of your mother. This is a famous line, which is used many times. The Ramban begins his letter to his children with this line, and then it goes into the main section. Yud to Yud Tes in this section are a warning about staying in the company of sinners. And he says, Bani im yifatuch chatoim al tovei. If sinners try to seduce you, don't go with them. Don't yield to their company. Then in Psukim Chof to Chof Gimel, he then talks about wisdom and turning to the fools. And he says, Ad Mosai Pesoim Te'avu Pesi, Valaleitzim Lotsoin Chomdu Lohem Uksilim Yisnu Udas. How long will be that the fools will reject any knowledge or any self-improvement mechanism? He says, if you don't do this, it's going to be terrifying. That's why Psukim Chof Dalet to Lamed Aleph. If you don't, you're going to face the consequences of your actions. Lo avu lo atosi, he says in Pasuk Lamed, no atzu kol tochachti. You despised my rebuke. Vayochlumi pridarkom imoatzei tzoaseihem yisbo. And you'll be filled with the fruit of your path that you chose, which unfortunately will not be good. And finally, he closes with the Musar Haskel, and that is Kimeshuvas Psoim Tar Game, that the way of the fools will end up killing them, Veshalvas Kasilim Tabdem, and the harmony, the pleasantry, the serenity of those who are foolish will actually be their undoing. So the general theme of the Perek is listen. Take note, listen to those who are around you who may have more of a perspective than you. Let's now take a look at some of the overview of the Perek. A few basic questions. Who is the target audience of this Perek? So the first and most basic idea is expressed in the way the author turns to the audience. He calls him Bini, my son, Shema Bini Musar Ovicha, which may in a certain sense express a term of endearment, that the person over here is turning to the audience very clearly and very carefully, but it also could express the idea that the author, the person over here, is talking in a way who has more experience than the author, than the audience. Please listen to me because I have something to share with you. In fact, this leads to the next question, and that is, who are the pesaim? Who are the fools described in this perek? The word pesi, fool, appears in pasuk dalad, chof beis, and lamed beis. That means to say it appears four times, twice in one pasuk and once in each of the others. Who are these fools? So the Ralbag says this refers to a developmental stage of life. It doesn't refer to a person who lacks intelligence. It refers to a person who lacks age and experience. We're talking about a youngster, as is clear from the end of Pasuk Dalet. La Na'ar Das Umizima. Na'ar, a young lad, is parallel to the word Pesi. And therefore, we talk about people who have not yet experienced life. Their prefrontal cortex is not developed yet. It's so interesting in today's society, we put on such a pedestal youngsters, young leaders, the future, and it's wonderful and it's fantastic. But in the end of the day, they still don't have the experience of the elderly. They still need to learn. There's so much more that they're, even though we're giving them opinions, they aren't necessarily sufficiently developed enough to have opinions. As an example, you know, sometimes I speak to people and teenagers will say, you know, I don't know. Judaism, it's so difficult. It's inconvenient. It doesn't speak to me. I just don't know if it's worth it. I'm just, you know, I don't know if I can live a life which complies with the restrictions of Judaism. It's not for me. And you know, it shocks me because what you're saying essentially is like this, is I have not yet sufficiently developed my mind to the degree where my prefrontal cortex is not developed to think about longitudinal perspectives. I don't have enough experience in real life. I don't know what it's like to have a job, what it's like to have a family. I don't have any of that. But right now I'm prepared to drop something which I have no knowledge about because it's a little difficult. Well, how would you do that about something which you really believed made a difference? Would you jeopardize your world to come because right now it isn't convenient, doesn't speak to you, it isn't as enjoyable as watching TV on the couch? That's what we're talking about over here. The Ralbag is saying is that understand the Pesi over here is a person who may be a very intelligent person, but they simply lack the developmental skills to make decisions. Hang on, says the Ralbag. Speak to people who are older than you. Speak to people who are more experienced than you. Wait before making bigger decisions enough because you don't have the experience necessary to jeopardize your life yet. That's what the Ralbag is saying. However, the Malbim takes another tack, and he says that we're talking to people not who are children or developmentally at this point not yet experienced. We're talking about people who don't have depth in life. A Pesi, he says, is like the word from a yona, a dove, kayona, posa, and lev, like a dove which coos and has no heart. What does that mean? It means that a person doesn't really ask too much, a person doesn't think too much, a person who just does. Recently, I was in an aquarium, and there is an exhibit of jellyfish. And it's so fascinating. A jellyfish does not have a brain. It doesn't have a central nervous system, most jellyfish. And that means to say that a jellyfish simply just moves around, eating and being eaten, reproducing and swimming. It's an amazing thing, which means that if a hunter comes along, it has no way of running away. It has, of course, its stingers, but those are automatic. It doesn't have any plan for life. It doesn't have any mission for life. And in a certain way, some human beings are just like jellyfish. They don't necessarily utilize their nervous system or their brain. They simply carry on just eating, reproducing, and swimming through the tides of life, going with the current. And that's what the Malbim says is the Pesi. That's who we're talking to. What does the word Musar mean then in this perek? What is being given to this person? So the Malbim explains that in general, the struggle in life is not amassing knowledge. There are lots of people who have a lot of knowledge in their heads and they live very decrepit and destructive lives. We're talking about the knowledge that we're talking about, the Musar over here, is the idea of balance. When do you use the tension of ideas? Calmness versus tenseness, humility versus self, sense of self, cruelty versus mercy. When do we apply each of those values? In what situation? To what degree? Where do we put the peg on that spectrum? These are the questions which are being raised over here. And the only way to do this is not via finding those answers innately, that we have them inside ourselves. No, we don't. We need to look outside of ourselves to the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaalpeh. We need to find someone who has the experience necessary to be able to guide us when to apply these different ideas at different times. And therefore, says the Malbim, the word Musar comes from the word liyaser, to inflict, to restrict, and to teach, which means to say it's correcting, a self-corrective process, because if we just allow our minds to be made up based on our own experience, we are most likely to rationalize the terrible, decrepit lives that an animal might lead. We need someone outside of ourselves. We need something outside of ourselves to guide us. That is what the Musar of this Perek is doing, to talk to the Pesi, either the child as we're developing, or to the person who's not willing to ask the questions about their life. What's an example of this? Well, in Pasuk Yud, there's a very clear example. Bani, imifatuch ha-chata'im, al-tovei. My son, if sinners entice you, do not yield. The Chidah points out that unlike in Western society, which says, you know, try it, engage it, read it, look at it, watch it, and then think about it and see if it's worthy or moral. No. There are certain things, and certainly at the developmental stage in life, it's not worth looking at. It's worth saying, I'm not prepared to see what it's like to sit in that particular area, to engage in that particular conversation, because it'll be destructive to me. That's one example of where a personal indulgence is cut at its root. Don't get involved in that if you want to gain the necessary experience to make decisions in a definitive way. And finally, the last point on this in this perek to notice is that, is everything included? Is everything spelled out? And the answer is no. In Pasuk Hey, it says, Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. Let the wise person hear and add to it. Which means to say, as the Sefer HaChassidim says, Rav Yehuda HaChassid, is that really, in truth, this is just the Rosh HaTevos, this is just the acronym of much more wisdom, which is yet to come, and a person who's willing to will find much more depth within this. He says, although, unfortunately, even in our generations, we're lacking the ability to unpack these things, and therefore sometimes we need to articulate a little more. He was talking 900 years ago, how much more so today? We have a responsibility to look into these ideas and expand them, as applies to our lives in the 21st century. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.